The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
Pyramid, I just found out that Barnes is headed for some planet called Boldabar.
Station, cargo secure, ready for transfer.
Probationary Agent Barnes, I'm Commander Sims. Welcome aboard Boldabar Station.
What's this?
Code case files, yours and Barnes's.
I wonder how Jim's doing in space. That poor guy gets sick riding in the backseat of a car.
Whoa! This is absolutely incredible!
Detective Hawk, a Mr. Pyramid, I believe, wants to know if you could come to the warehouse to sign release forms for the monument prop.
I swear, if one more person wants something, I'm gonna light them up.
Agent Hawk, I am Burdette. These are the files to clear. Please sign here so I can assimilate your signature. We are done. These are all updated. These two, I have suggested possible suspects for Hernandez to investigate. Now here are your hand receipts. I have already inventoried and verified with your officer, Mac. Please follow me now, please.
How?
Speed is my specialty. Follow me, please.
What a ride!
The first of many, Agent Barnes. Welcome to the IDF.
And now, Episode 31, Operation Horus.
Well, Jim, welcome to Roswell, Boldabar, Hangar 51.
51! You guys have a sense of humor.
Jim Barnes, I presume?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Barnes, I'm Ruth Robinson, Chief Medical Officer for the Roswell Rehab and Assimilation Center. Welcome.
Thank you, I think.
Oh, please call me Ruth. I'll be overseeing your rehab and assimilation here.
Assimilation?
Please, get in. I'll explain on the way. Along with recovering from surgery, you will learn how to make full use of your telescopic eye and the circuitry in your brain.
Yeah, nah, what's the deal here with this circuit board in my brain?
That's simplifying it. Your brain's cell wiring is made up of various protein-to-gene and protein-to-protein and other biomolecular interactions. This wiring turns genes on and off and also determines which proteins are produced. Now, there are somewhere around 40,000 genes and millions of proteins that make up the circuitry of your brain cells. This board has receptors that will interface with those proteins, establishing an interface between biological and digital electronic impulses.
Never mind. I think I like the simplifying it version a little better.
I'll take good care of you, Mr. Barnes. Now, have you been experiencing any difficulties?
Sometimes I look at something farther away and my left eye will zoom in, leaving my right eye in the dust. Kind of makes me a little dizzy.
Don't worry, that's perfectly normal. Your brain is trying to process two separate images to form a single 3D image from them, and it can't. It's like looking through a single lens microscope. In the beginning, most people close one eye, but after a while, they can transfer their attention from one eye to the other so they can look through the microscope, then transfer their attention to the other eye and write notes on a pad of paper.
Yeah. I did the same thing learning how to sight a target with a weapon.
Well, we're here, ready to go to work.
I am ready.
That was fast, even for you.
Oh, yes. Well, I had a lot of this done already, ma'am. In fact, there are two cases here with some new leads for Hernandez. I just cleared the armory and my hand receipts are all signed off.
Follow me to the break room. Everyone, I want to take this moment to acknowledge two of our finest. This section will not be the same without these two. Detective Kate Hawk and Detective Jim Barnes will be leaving us. I'm happy to report that Detective Barnes is well on his way to recovery and has opted for retirement. Detective Hawk, on the other hand, will be moving on to take a position with Homeland Security.
Thank you, Captain McCall. I just want to take this opportunity to thank each and every one of you for your support these past few years. In my heart, I truly want to stay and help keep Charm City the great place that it is, but my services are needed elsewhere. I hope I have the opportunity to continue working with you in my new job. I'm sure you all know that Jim will soon be pursuing his new venture as a private detective. But seriously, I think he'll be a good one. And I'm sure he'll want to keep in touch with all of you. Especially when he needs a favor. Now let's eat cake.
So, Detective, how'd you get through all that paperwork so fast?
Because I didn't have you and Nelson hanging over my shoulder bugging me. Besides, you know how I am when I'm on a mission.
What was it that Barnes always said? Katie, bar the door. Here she comes.
And she ain't gonna stop till she's over the top.
I'll miss you guys.
Thanks, Mac. You're a good cop. By the way, you're on the short list for detective, so study up for that exam.
Thanks. I plan on making the best of it. I hope to do you both proud. By the way, what's the latest on Barnes?
Well, he's starting rehab today. He's probably trying to sweet-talk some cute therapist not to push him too hard.
Hey, my body wasn't made to bend that way.
Hamstrings, too tight. We must loosen.
Ruth! What's this guy trying to do to me? Turn me into Gumby?
Just try to relax, Mr. Barnes. You need to regain your flexibility to continue on with your rehabilitation.
But this guy's an animal!
He's the best. Now I'll leave you in his very capable hands. All four of them.
Oh, you don't have a nice, cute redhead with only two of everything, do you?
Rolling over. Now I do front.
Ruth! I'll settle for a blonde, even!
So listen, that thing about needing to sign off on the monument with Pyramid?
He really wants me to go out there for that?
No, I have the necessary paperwork here. It's just a formality for the records. He needs to talk to you, though.
I'm not driving all the way out to Martin State again.
He said call him.
Unless it's critical, let him know I'll call tonight, after I've had a chance to go over the material he's faxed.
Well, Kate, this time tomorrow, you'll be one of the feds.
To be honest, ma'am, I prefer to stay here at the local level, where I feel I can make the most impact.
I have a feeling you'll do great things there. At least I hope I can count on a good contact at Homeland, in case we ever need one.
You can count on it, Captain McCall.
By the way, this is really good cake.
I think that new officer, Burdett, brought it in.
She seems to be quite efficient.
Yeah, she's pretty much out of this world, when it comes to efficiency. If only Captain McCall knew how true that was. The day ended with handshakes and hugs as I said goodbye to friends and colleagues. Leaving the station for the last time, I couldn't help but feel sad. This is where I cut my teeth as a detective. And Jim? Well, the poor guy didn't even have a chance to say goodbye. Back at the apartment, I knew I had to get right into the files Pierman sent on my father. I wasn't sure what my new job would entail for the first couple of weeks, but I did know I was going to be ready to pursue my dad's case. The fax from Pierman was there, just as he promised. Horace Hawk, Case File 4, Superior Court of the Intergalactic Federation. Charge, intergalactic espionage. Aiding and abetting escape reference Heinrich von Langer. Hey, I was just about to call you. I'm going over your fax now.
I'm afraid it's not quite as complete as it should be. Since it involves espionage, many parts are redacted due to intergalactic security.
As I look through this, Pyramid, I don't see a lot of investigation work. It looks like a slam-dunk case.
It was. Your father was found on board of a Rage's transport when it was intercepted by an IDF security patrol ship. He had fake credentials on him, and he wasn't restrained. All the crew testified that he was their main cargo. He was being transported from a Rage base to an IDF outpost for the sole purpose of gathering intel.
That's not my father. He wouldn't do that.
A bank account was discovered in his name, with several hundred thousand units recently deposited. There is video surveillance of him setting up that account. He was alone when he did that.
There has to be a logical explanation for that.
I would really like to think so.
You think he's guilty, don't you?
I'm hoping he isn't, but the evidence is overwhelming.
So, you're just going to let him sit in that prison for the rest of his life?
It's not up to me. I have no authority there. My job is to handle agents in this sector. That's all I do. Once you get into Homeland Security, you'll be able to make the proper connections. Until then, I suggest you drop the matter. Once you get yourself established, you can pursue the matter through the proper channels.
So what am I supposed to do until then? Pretend it never happened?
Be patient. There are people there who can help you.
By the way, how do I know who those people are? We all look alike. Do your people have a ring or secret handshake?
No, we fully assimilate into your society. They know who you are, so treat everyone the same. Our people will make themselves known to you.
We'll see.
You'll do fine. I'll still be your handler, so if any complications should arise, I'll be there to assist you.
Like I said, we'll see.
Are you Miss Hawk?
Yes, I'm here to see Director Wagner.
Yes, the director is expecting you, Miss Hawk. Please take this visitor's ID and attach it to this lanyard, and wear it at all times while you are in the building. Director Wagner, Kate Hawk is here to see you.
Thank you, Jennifer.
The director's office is right through this door. Just go right in.
Thank you.
Agent Hawk, welcome to Homeland Security's Immigration Division.
Thank you, Director. Well, I've gone from detective to miss to agent in one day.
It's official now. You're Special Agent Hawk from now on.
Special Agent?
Yes, Special Agent. On paper, we'll be interpreter for the Chinese immigrants and visa holders, assisting them with U.S. citizenship requests and whatever else they need.
On paper?
I believe Pyramid told you that we're fully embedded here.
Well, that's a relief. I wasn't sure who was who or how I was going to find out.
I'll fill you in on those details so there is no confusion.
Speaking of details, Director, you know my main focus is on freeing my father.
Yes, I've heard.
So, when can I get started?
Well, we have your orientation administration requirements scheduled for this morning, followed by several briefings of your responsibilities.
No, sir. I mean, when can I get started on my father's case?
His case, Agent Hawk, is closed.
What do you mean his case is closed?
Didn't anyone tell you? I was the prosecutor who put him away.
You what?
Has Kate reached the end of her quest to free her father? Will her new boss stop her from her efforts? Will she fight him or go behind his back? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Rebellion.